We are honored to have a television and stage and screen star, someone we all know, someone we all looked to for, I think, a certain amount of guidance, even in things that would arise as far as family issues, when we looked at the TV show that she is probably most well known for. She is scheduled to be honored at the Family Film Awards on September 27th, coming up with the Legend Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the program via telephone Michael Learned, or as many people will remember her, Olivia Walton. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you. What a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. I watched every episode, I think, and probably every follow-up movie that came out after the series ended, as a lot of, I know, our listeners did.
That's so nice, yeah. It is. It's heartwarming, actually, that people are still watching it, or they're watching it with their kids. Some little boy came up to me and said, I said, he seemed to know who I was, and I said, how do you know who I am? You're too young. And he said, my grandmother makes me watch your show.
Well, there was a lot of good in that show, and the interesting thing about the Waltons, I always thought, was it came into being. It was one of those first family-centric shows, really before the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch and some of the other ones we remember. But it came, a decade after a lot of unrest in the country. And, people, I think, were comforted by those sort of family values that shows like the Waltons espoused. What was it like, though, being involved in that series for basically a decade, I guess, following the time, which you obviously were well aware of, that there was a lot of unrest in the country?
Well, it was... First of all, we didn't think the show would run. We didn't think for a minute it was going to... I thought it was going to be I'd been doing a lot of theater, and I thought it's time for me to get a television credit so that people know I can do television. And we never thought it was going to be the hit that it was. Now, of course, it's all over the world. Whenever I went to Bangladesh, and it was a very popular show in Bangladesh, and I said, how can you relate to this American story? And they said, family, family is family. So I think it was comforting. It was comforting to me. My life was pretty turbulent during the 70s, and I used to watch the show with my son Lucas, and we both felt good whenever that music came on. I was cooking dinner one night, and the music came on, and Luke yelled, Mom, whenever I hear that music, it makes me feel so happy. So I'm very honored and humbled to have been part of it. I think it was sort of iconic, that show.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think iconic is the perfect word to describe it. And it's one of those things, and I don't want to ever diminish the huge role that folks play when they get sort of, I don't know if typecast is the right word here, but I mean, everybody will know you probably from the Waltons. You have such a long string of acting and theater and stage credits, Michael, that people might not even know about. In fact, I know you are actually preparing to open in a stage production of Driving Miss Daisy coming up soon, right?
Right. I've been doing that play quite a bit, and I never get tired of it. It really speaks to what a wonderful play it is, that I find new things every time I do it. And I'm doing it with Lance Nichols, who's the first person I did the show with in the Rubicon Theater up in Ventura, California. And we are now doing it again. We've done it a couple of times together, and it's a joy to work with him. He's such a good actor from New Orleans, and the play I just love that play, and I feel close to it because my grandmother had a similar relationship with a man named Ambrose Lewis, who was a god in my life as a child.
Well, it's great that you kind of get to be able to stay close to those
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
If we set the Waltons aside for a minute, Michael, what would you say maybe the next most gratifying experiences have been in your career?
Doing Broadway. There's just nothing like it. Doing a Broadway show that's successful. I've done off-Broadway, and I've done some shows that didn't make it into Broadway. But to be on Broadway in a show that's a hit, there's just nothing like it. Nothing. It's wonderful. New York opens its arms to you, and you're part of a huge city, but you feel very much a part of the whole. And it's I can't describe it. I was just saying a little prayer this morning. It hadn't even occurred to me. I don't usually ask for things. I usually just say thank you. This morning I said, God, maybe a Broadway show. Just one more before I go.
Well,
it's wonderful.
We would love to see that, Michael, and I hope God hears that prayer and answers it on the positive side. A lot of people don't know that The Waltons actually was a series spinoff from a television movie that starred, in your role in the movie, Patricia O'Neill. It's a movie, I don't think they play it anymore on television, called The Homecoming.
They do. They show it every winter, and it holds up every Christmas.
I still look for it. I finally taped it one year because I want.
Really?
It's just become something I must watch every Christmas season, or it's not Christmas.
Oh, it's wonderful! And she became a very good friend, and before she passed, and she was just magnificent in it, and the whole show is so. It's. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a double-edged sword because the show was about a family with small children mm-hmm. with no money. And, of course, as in our show, as it ran for so long, the kids all grew up and had babies, and it became not the same show that it was when it started out because it couldn't be. One summer, the kids all came back, and the girls had breasts, and the guys were 6 feet tall. You know, it was shocking,
sure.
Actually.
Well, I think that's what people liked about it, though, Michael, is we all grew up, you know, in whatever age we were, with the family. And the fact that you faced, even within the television family, you faced adversity. I know when Ellen Corby had the stroke, the show dealt with that. They didn't just say, well, we'll have to move on. And I thought that was particularly touching and heartwarming.
Yeah, she wanted very much to come back, and I don't think people realized how severely challenged she was physically. She could not talk. She could sing and play the piano. Mm-hmm. She could sing Let Me Call You Sweetheart or whatever that song is, and every word, clear as a bell, but she couldn't talk. So her caregiver, Costello, would hold up flashcards for her, and she would practice saying, yes, mm-hmm. or no. And there was one time I was trying to, she was trying to tell me something, and between shots, you know, and she kept trying, and I wasn't getting it. I kept saying, no, I'm sorry. And I kept guessing. And she'd say, no. And then she was getting more and more frustrated, no. And finally I got it right, and she said, yes. And I said, well, why didn't you tell me? And she fell off her chair laughing.
Well, I would love to go on and discuss this at length, but I know that you have a lot of other folks to speak with this morning, Michael. I can't thank you enough for all of your contributions and all that you have meant to generations of people and even new generations, as you point out. We certainly look forward to seeing you in the new film, Second Acts, that you have coming out, and maybe catching Driving Miss Daisy and hopefully catching you one more time on Broadway.
Thank you. From your mouth to God's ears.
All right. And congratulations on your recognition coming up here on September 27th at the Family Film Awards.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Leonard, everybody, from Waltons and many other credits. She spent a lot of time on General Hospital and The Young and the Restless. She actually played Judge Turner, a crossover character that crossed over from All My Children to One Life to Live. And a bunch of other acting credits. So, Michael Learned, pleasure to visit with her this morning. We will be back right after this break on your talk show on WCLL.